Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Actually, Jill's out today filling in for Jill's my wife, Ange. How you think you're doing so far?
I'm not awake yet.
Welcome to the club. All right, this is all brought to you by... I can't see this. The Best Floors and More. There you go. All right, story number one.
So, New York City's got a tree. The tree is up at Rockefeller Center. It's a beaut, 72 feet tall, 50,000 lights, can you imagine?
Now, we used to live there, and every year you go see the tree at Rockefeller Center.
Yep.
And you do things there, you know, like you said you proposed to somebody, or
somebody proposed
to you?
I was proposed to twice at the tree.
Wow. What, were you just hanging out there, and guys were just walking up to you? What?
No, actually, one of my first boyfriends proposed at the tree. I didn't marry him. And my first husband actually proposed at the tree.
Your first husband, the first victim?
Yeah, on Christmas Eve at the tree.
Really?
Yeah, the boyfriend, you said no to him?
The first one, I was young. I didn't say no, I didn't say yes. I just panicked, and then my stepmother's like, you got to return the ring.
Oh, you took the ring?
He put it on my finger. There was a carriage ride, the whole nine yards.
It
was
Was
it awkward when you're just like,
He was a lot old. My father would have killed him.
Oh. Why?
Because they were friends.
Oh. So wait a minute. If he was friends with your dad and he was proposing to you, that means he must have been in his 30s?
Yeah. And I was 16.
Whoa, yeah, I would have said no.
Yeah. I didn't know what to say, but my stepmother saw it. She was with us. She was like chaperoning, and she saw the ring. She's like, you have to give that back.
Well, the first thing you do is yell, stranger danger.
Yeah.
And call 911, and then you give the ring back. So
he was really cute. His name was Gaston.
Get out of here.
Swear.
Really? Did he have a sword?
No.
Now, did he immediately go to the Empire State Building?
No.
No? What did he do when you said no?
I didn't say anything. I just like walked away from the tree with my ring on my finger, and my stepmom saw it.
God, this is a rotten. Yeah. My proposal to you was horrible then.
Well, you were sweating profusely.
Wow, what'd you do?
I went to a restaurant.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna have to be resuscitated. He was like beet red, sweating.
Oh, I never thought I'd be proposing here in the Steak and Shake, but let me.
Well, I mean, I just got done paying off the last bit of my divorce lawyer bill, and you know, here I am.
Oh, yeah, no, he'd be sweating.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, the tree's up. That's nice. I love that tree.
It's pretty.
It's going to be lit on the 28th, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever climbed that?
Don't give anybody any ideas.
So, we have Madonna's daughter, Lourdes.
That's Madonna's daughter?
Yeah, Lourdes Leon. She's a model now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at a Vogue Fashion Fund gala this weekend. Sporting a neat pair of homemade leg warmers.
Really?
Yeah, she's into body hair like her mom.
The
apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Dude, I imagine something crocheted, but...
No, you have to see her, what they call dress. It wasn't really a dress. It's like a rag that they draped around her. And there's like nips in display. And yeah, it's horrible.
But the thing is that she's got that French thing going. The hair is actually sticking. She's got her arms down and the hair, and it's really black hair like her mother, sticking out of the side of her arms.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my God.
Yeah. And Ange and I disagree. I think she looks like a horse.
I just think she needs to trim her eyebrows a bit.
Well, no, she's not cutting any of the hair in her body, is she?
Apparently not.
She wearing like...
But, you know, I zoomed in because I really wanted to check out the hair, and the legs really don't look that.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't shave, I'd look like the Yeti.
Really? Wow. Okay.
So,
well, we don't want to see that.
Nope.
I mean, hey, to each his own, but I remember the first time I saw armpit hair on a chick. It was very shocking. It was an Olympic video from like the 80s.
Uh-huh.
This Swedish runner like wins the race and she throws her arms in the air. She crosses the finish line and these two big blonde afros just under each arm. I was just mortified. I didn't realize I was young enough to where I didn't think chicks grew armpit hair. But
yeah, I don't know anybody who actually does.
Who?
You want to do Mariah?
No, go to Hillary.
So Hillary Duff just had a baby. She is absolutely adorable, little baby Banks. And after giving birth, she decided to drink the placenta.
Oh!
This is going on. I mean, there was one of the Kardashians did that. This is like...
Really?
Oh, they fry theirs in a... They pan fry it,
no, this one, she decided to drink it in a smoothie.
Oh!
And she said that it was... Absolutely delicious.
Didn't Paltrow do that? No, she didn't have kids. Who's the one who did a smoothie too? You know, this is a Hollywood thing, and you think it's because, oh, it's so healthy and enriching for the child. They do this for one reason and one reason alone. They want to prove to you that they are more evolved and better than you are.
I feel like it's borderline cannibalism, isn't it?
They say that it's reportedly it's supposed to help with postpartum depression and
bleeding. Because you're so like sick from drinking it.
Post-birth bleeding. But I mean, I had two kids. I never had to do that. They put that stuff in a bucket when you're done. I mean, like the kids come out and then they slap this big ball of crap in a bucket. I swear. It was sitting there.
And you just you're wasting food. God.
Attention foodies. Introducing the most exciting product to hit the market. The Placenta Blenda. Yes, the Placenta Blenda mixes up your placenta into a delicious treat that you won't be able to get enough of. Use your Placenta Blenda to make placenta shakes, placenta smoothies, even placenta nog during the holidays. Everybody's enjoying sipping on stuff that's being made with the Placenta Blenda.
Wait, what is this I'm drinking? What is a placenta? Why are you making me?
That's right. And the Placenta Blenda isn't available in stores, but you can order it now by calling 1-800-I-WANT-THE-PLACENTA-BLENDA now. Order right this minute, and we'll throw in the umbilical popsicle maker for those hot summer days.
Wait, this is made of what? What is? Why?
The Placenta Blenda and the umbilical popsicle maker. Order now.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.